truck with all my new gear. Mike got the bait. I bought
Hey, we'll wrap things up in a couple minutes here on Mike McFeely Outdoors on this Saturday morning. We're talking with Jeff Katzer, Warrior Boats sponsored segment here on the program every week. We're going to go a little bit long with Jeff this week because he brought up the topic last week, which was there's, you know, some creel surveys and some netting surveys out there floating around, and it piqued my interest regarding Devil's Lake. And so I called Todd Casper, Caspers of the North Dakota Game and Fish Department up at Devil's Lake and said, hey, feed me the info, man. What's going on here? And he sent me an email, I think, on Thursday that I turned into a blog post, which, by the way, you can find at KFGO.com right now under my blog, So Many Opinions, So Little Time. But here's the lowdown, Jeff. You were exactly right. Game and Fish in July did their netting survey. They put some nets out and they try to find out what's happening with the perch populations. Now, normally in an average year, they have 0.75 perch per net over 12 inches, 12 or over. They have 0.75 per net of perch 12 inches or over. This year, they had 2.5 perch per net, 12 inches or over in their nets on Devil's Lake. There are three times as many perch 12 inches or over in Devil's Lake this year than has ever been recorded since 1992. In other words, there are a lot of big perch in Devil's Lake, and that doesn't even include the 9 and 10 and 11 inchers. That's only 12-plus perch. There are huge numbers of them out there, Jeff.
Oh, boy, did I like to hear that. And I also like the part where you said I was right.
Well, you and I have been married a long time, so we don't hear that much anymore. So whenever we have
a chance.
We tell each other, you're right. No, you're right. No, you're right.
There is something to be said to that. I mean, and I've told everybody this. They go, hey, can we catch some perch? Well, you know, it's kind of a lucky thing to catch perch. And we had a couple of the guides between Tom, Nick, Zippy, and Eric, you know, that are going out and getting 20 to 40 perch just by pulling spinners. And for some reason, they eluded me. The best I ever got was 16 in a day. But still, that's an epic day as far as catching perch in the summer, open water. That just doesn't happen. And now here's another thing that's going on through the resort. We come in and clean our fish. You know, you've been there.
Yes.
At the fish house. You should see the crappies coming in.
Really?
Oh, the guy had five of them on. I would have mounted them. They're all like 13 inches, 14 inches. Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, this is nothing. We caught 20 the other day.
Jeez. Gosh.
So, yeah, things are really starting to. I'll tell you what, boys and girls, if you're listening to me, you need to give us a call. I think this winter is going to be monumental.
Nice.
It's going to be a good time. And it's the buzz. I mean, everybody's talking about it.
Hmm.
All the perch we're catching right now, can you just imagine? And we're jigging bridges right now. That's what's going on, and it's working out really, really well. That tournament was one doing that. But you should see the perch we're pulling up doing that. I mean, it's just a great time.
Also, Todd Casper's up there gave me his creel survey results. And I actually was tested or asked questions a couple of times this summer up at Devil's Lake by one of the game and fish guys saying, okay, let me see your live well. How many fish do you have in there? How many did you catch? Everything else. So it's not like an exact formal science, but they do try to figure out how many walleyes have been kept. This year, the last time they did a creel survey on Devil's Lake, it was 2007. They had way more angler hours, way more people fishing the lake and way more people on the lake fishing longer in 2007. But this year, they have far more walleyes caught and kept by fewer anglers. There's something like 220,000 walleyes between June and August were caught and kept on Devil's Lake from a smaller number of anglers than there were in 2007. So the walleyes too, they're not only a lot of them in the lake, they're willing to bite. They're active. And you know that because you're on the water every day, but it's really good at Devil's Lake right now. Higher numbers of pike than there were for many, many years being caught and kept. Higher numbers of perch being caught and kept in the creel survey. Fewer white bass. The white bass numbers are down a little bit, but everything else is way up, Jeff.
You know, and I think it's the fish getting caught up to the lake. I know that sounds stupid, but the lake pretty much blew up, and it ate up all the poor farmers' lands, and it just became up to a 240,000-acre lake. So you take the fish that were in a 100,000-acre lake and you put them in a 240,000-acre lake, they kind of spread out. It's harder to catch. And that's making total sense, what you just said. Now from 2007 to 2013, we got 6 years of them growing and adding more and more and more, well, it makes sense. I mean, now the lake has pretty much stayed about where it's at, I do believe, for the last 3 years, within 10, 20, 30,000 acres, which seems like a lot, but devil's like it's not. And I believe that's true. The last 3 to 4 years, I think now the lake is starting to get caught, or the fish are getting caught up to the lake size. Now, if the lake would go way down, I think fishing would be so stupid, it wouldn't, I think they'd jump in the boat. It'd be like them carp jumping out of the water. That'd be the walleye.
Yeah, and we don't want to talk about that because that's a nasty situation in Illinois and every place else. But I think you're exactly right, and I'm certainly no biologist, and I know that you aren't either, although you know the lake as well as anybody, that you know, when you expand a lake that quickly, even over a number of years, the fish have to have time to reproduce. I mean, they're active, they're busy, but they ain't that active, and they ain't that busy. You know, I mean, the males are exhausted, you know that, but by God, give them a few years to catch up to all the space and the water and the food, and that's what's happening, is it's just exploded. And now I suppose, you know, the term biomass comes into play. You know, a lake can only hold so much biomass. Well, up until a couple of years ago, there wasn't nearly enough biomass to fill Devil's Lake. Now there probably is, and it's getting to a point where there's just so many things swimming around out there that it's remarkable the billions of fish that are out there.
Oh, I would love to just put a camera down if it was crystal clear water once and just see, you know, 20, 30 feet, just see what it looks like. You know, that would be great, but I'm excited. I think this winter is absolutely going to be outstanding. I mean, look at last year. I mean, we had a ball. You and I were laughing like two little schoolgirls in that ice house numerous times. So I think this year is even going to be like three little schoolgirls. I think it's going to be really good. So if you're listening to me, and if you're listening to my voice, that means you've already shot all your ducks and geese for the day. You're cleaning them. You listen to Mike McFeely Outdoors this morning. The next thing you should do is go in the house, wash your hands, call Woodland Resort.
There you go.
That would be your deal.
Give us the phone number, 669.
No, we'll try it.
701.
662. 5996. And don't forget, we are your Warrior Boat Dealer.
662-5996.
You got it, buddy.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you. I'm going to hang up on you, but then I'm going to call you back quick. So don't go away. I need to talk about something off the air, but I need to wrap up this program. So don't go too far out into a field someplace with ducks and geese, okay?
Am I in trouble again?
No, not at all. No, it's all good. It's all good. We're just going to talk a little bit privately off the air, okay?
All right, buddy. Well, everybody be safe. Have fun with your ducks and geese. And don't forget, we are in fall fishing. Hit them bridges. Hit them bridges.
All right. Thanks, Jeffrey. Jeff Katzer of Warrior Boats, Woodland Resort, and Mitchell's Guide Service here on the Mike McFeely Show. He's a good one. I get requests for Jeff. Ooh, you should get him his own show. You should get him out there and go statewide. You should have him put together a network. I'd like nothing better. If you are a radio station out there, he's on KFGO. You hear him every week a couple times on this radio show. If you're a radio station out there in North Dakota, you want Jeff Katzer on your radio station, give me a call. I'll line it up for you. He wants to do it. He wants to talk, and he'll bring listeners to your program or to your radio station, and probably some advertisers too. I need to wrap things up here. Remember, Bison football coming up later today on this program, and then later on, next week rather, I'll return to the airwaves on the Mike McFeely Show, 2 to 5 every Monday to Friday on the mighty 790 KFGO. In the meantime, as Jeffrey said, be safe, and we'll see you somewhere in the outdoors.
Hey, I'm a country man, a city boy can't.